According to the union, about a quarter of San Mateo County workers are classified as extra help, even though some of them have worked full-time for the county for years.
The extra help workers are the core of the San Mateo County workers.
Ian Newman is a spokesman for SEIU Local 521.
They do all sorts of jobs, from the most technical to the most basic. They are multi-diverse. They're an incredible group of workers.
Monica Velez is a former extra help patient services assistant who worked at Fair Oaks Health Center in Redwood City for more than 5 years and was part of the bargaining team with SEIU Local 521. She said she was told she was being laid off for exceeding her allowable 1,040 annual hours.
Keep in mind that in the 5 years that I have been working with the county, I have always exceeded those hours. I was at my full capacity, a full-time worker.
San Mateo County Executive Officer Mike Callagy called the union's unfair labor practices charge ridiculous. He said the county is bargaining with the union in good faith and looking for solutions that would be agreeable to both sides.
Certainly value our extra help employees. Certainly we think we'll prevail on this. We haven't done anything wrong. You know, there's contract negotiations going on, and we'll certainly reach an agreement with them. We want all our employees to be happy, including our extra help employees.
KBFA asked Monica Velez if she feels she was let go because of her union activity.
Definitely. And I was also part of labor management, so I am that voice for my coworkers that were afraid to speak up. I would bring issues to the table, and so now I am left without a job, and it's not only affecting me, but my children.
The unfair labor practice charge the union submitted said that Monica Velez was never given an explanation for her layoff other than the hours discrepancy. Meanwhile, she says her layoff has left her in a precarious situation financially.
Here in Redwood City, it's the cost of living is pretty expensive, and excuse my French, but I don't have a pot to in, and I live paycheck to paycheck.
San Mateo County's Mike Callagy said all options are on the table in negotiations, including making extra help workers regular full-time employees.
I've asked all departments to look at the way they're using extra help, and if they really need a full-time employee instead of extra help, let's convert those extra help employee positions into full-time positions.
Contract talks between San Mateo County and employees represented by SEIU Local 521 are expected to continue as the state considers the unfair labor practice charge. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.